Hudson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. As Hurricane Hilary approaches Mexico's Baja Peninsula, a tropical storm watch is issued for Southern California. San Diego Emergency Services Director Chris Heiser tells CBS News.
We're looking at this to be a significant storm, possibly one of those that sets records, and so we're preparing accordingly.
CBS's Carter Evans along the California coast.
The last tropical storm to hit Southern California was back in 1939. It dumped more than 5 inches of rain in Los Angeles, flooding communities and washing away homes. 45 people died.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime event. This really is an all-hands-on-deck effort.
That's L.A. County Supervisor Janice Hahn. On Maui, nearly 1,000 federal workers are on the ground to help with the wildfire recovery, including ATF agents tasked with determining where and how the fire started. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports from Lahaina.
Before the flames obliterated everything in Lahaina, residents like Shannon Ii say there was time to activate Maui's emergency sirens.
Do you think had those sirens gone off, it could have saved lives?
Absolutely. I don't think I know. We all are prepared for that. We know that sound.
At least 111 people have died in the Maui wildfires. President Biden hosts a summit with the leaders of Japan and South Korea at Camp David. They discussed regional economic and security issues involving North Korea and China. President Biden saying,
Critically, we've all committed to swiftly consult with each other in response to threats to any one of our countries from whatever source it occurs.
The FBI is asking for the public's help in tracking down Proud Boys member and January 6th defendant Christopher Worrell, who was found guilty of 7 counts in May, including obstruction of an official proceeding. He did not show up for his sentencing hearing. CBS's Scott McFarlane on Fed seeking lengthy sentences for a group of men convicted in the U.S. Capitol attack.
These would be the longest sentences of any of the 1,100 or so federal January 6th defendants so far. The Department of Justice is seeking between 20 and 33 years prison for 5 Proud Boys convicted at trial. 4 of them for seditious conspiracy, plotting to block the peaceful transfer of power. The request is for between 20 and 33 years prison.
A neonatal nurse in a Northwest England hospital is found guilty of murdering 7 babies and trying to kill 6 others between 2015 and 2016. Police Inspector Nicola Evans.
I cannot begin to imagine how the families in this case feel today. I just hope that today's verdicts bring all of them some peace of mind for the future, and that we have answered some of the questions that they were looking for.
This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Broken bricks, falling fences, damaged doors. Gorilla Glue, of course. Gorilla Glue is incredibly strong, 100% waterproof, and bonds virtually everything. Gorilla Glue, for the toughest jobs on planet Earth.
I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you earned doubled. The cash back from trips, restaurants, all doubled. Seriously though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 59 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 90 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Lows level off around 68 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies Sunday with highs around 88. 83 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Insurance is here to protect your most valued possession, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
Have some work to do on offense. They've got the top of the order scheduled against a new pitcher for the Rangers. To tell you all about the new hurler for Texas, here's Lane.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Josh Spores is the new right-hander for the Rangers, former Dodger. Right-hander, 5-4, 5-4, I should say, with a 3.94 ERA on the season for Spores. And he gets Yelich in the top of this Brewers order here in the seventh. First pitch brought home is bounced in the dirt. And it is 1-0. Andrew Chafin getting loose in the Brewers bullpen. Spores has been with the Rangers since the start of the 21 season. He debuted with the Dodgers back at 19. The 1-0 pitch to Yelich is a swing and a miss. And it's 1-1. He last pitched 2 days ago, after their off day yesterday, through an inning, gave up a run. In fact, he gave up a home run against the Angels in that 2-0 loss as Yelich takes down and away. And it's 2-1. Spores, 29 years of age now, former second round pick. Yelich with a couple of hits tonight. He's 2-for-3. 2-1 pitch. Way inside, it goes to 3-1. Brewers would love to get that leadoff man aboard here, especially with the speed of Yelich to start up this seventh inning. 797. Spores brings home the 3-1, and Yelich took high. He works the walk. So a huge leadoff walk here in the seventh. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Brewers have done a good job getting that leadoff man on tonight. That is the fourth time. In fact, that's the fifth time they've done that. So here's Contreras, who had the RBI double back in the third. He is 1-for-3 this evening. Yelich gets a healthy lead at first. Spores kicks and delivers, and Contreras took a strike on the outer edge. It's 0-1. 33,797 here tonight at Globe Life Field. They're expecting a sellout crowd tomorrow afternoon. Spores brings home the 0-1, and Contreras lines one into right. It's going to drop in front of Garcia. Yelich will stop at second. But the Brewers have a great start here in the seventh, trailing by a run, 4-3. Contreras with his second hit of the night. He's now 2-for-4. And the Brewers have two on for Carlos Santana as Abner Uribe has joined Andrew Chafin in the Brewers' bullpen. Spores looking in. Santana 0 for 3 tonight. The pitch, a swing and a miss on a curveball that ran in, and it's 0-1 on Santana. Santana with 4 home runs as a Brewer. Spores looking back at Yelich at second base, gives him another look, and brings home the 0-1, and it is shot foul at the third base line. And it's 0-2 on Santana. Brewers would love to at least advance the runners here with this at bat from Santana. You've got Canna in the on deck circle. Spores comes set, the 0-2 pitch. And Santana took low, it's 1-2. Brewers have out-hit the Rangers 9-4 in this game. Rangers have made the most of their hits, a couple of those home runs. 1-2. And he flinched at a curveball down and in, and works the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. In fact, 3 of the 4 hits for the Rangers of the extra base variety. A couple of walks sprinkled in there as well for Texas tonight. 2-2. Santana hits one in the air, deep right. Garcia back at the track. Gone! Carlos Santana, a 3-run shot. His 17th of the season. And the Brewers back on top. 6-4 crew as Santana goes deep. He got a high fastball and he turned it around and he sent it right out of here. Boy, what a big swing from one of the Brewers' deadline acquisitions. Carlos Santana. 6-4 crew, and now here's Mark Canna. And the first pitch missed high. It's 1-0. And for every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Pitch to Canna. That is high for a ball, and it's 2-0. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And there is a difference on the scoreboard now, thanks to Carlos Santana. And there is action in that Texas bullpen as Jonah Heim comes out to chat with Spores here, who allowed a walk, a hit, and then a 3-run shot from Santana, the biggest swing of his Brewers career thus far. Brock Burke is back up in that Rangers bullpen. He was up earlier in the game. So 2 balls and no strikes on Canna, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI double tonight. 2-0 is outside, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. Andrew Chafin is sat down in the Brewers' bullpen. Here's the 3-0 pitch. And Canna, taking all the way, takes a strike with a fastball at the knees. 3-1 the count now on the Brewers' left fielder. And it's through there for a strike. It's 3-2. So after being shut out last night against the Dodgers on 5 hits, the Brewers with 6 runs on 10 hits here tonight, and it's only the top of the 7th. Still time to add on to that total before it's all said and done. 3-2 pitch to Canna, and he took a called third strike. Slider caught the low outside corner. Canna does not agree with the call. He is turned around, and he is face to face right now with Brennan Miller. Brendan Miller is going to let him go for a little bit. And Canna then quickly pivots and heads back to the Brewers' dugout. He stayed under control the entire time, but he definitely didn't like the call, and he had reason not to. Looked like it was a little bit low and away. And should have been ball four. So there's one out, and here's Adames. And Adames flinches at a fastball that misses low. It's 1-0. Willie with a couple of hits tonight. Very good sign for this Brewers offense. 1-0 to Adames is hitting the air and foul. Out of play, first base side. It's 1-1. So a couple of three-run innings from the crew here tonight. The three-run third and the three-run seventh so far. 1-1 to Adames. And he takes down and away. Two balls and a strike. Spores looks in. Has the one he wants and the 2-1 pitch. And Willie, a ground ball back up the middle, and that is going to scoot through and into center field for a base hit. Willie Adames with a three-hit night. Was not hit hard, but it found its way through, and that is going to be it for Josh Spores as Bruce Bochy has come out of the dugout. And he is going to take the ball from his right-hander. Brewers getting after him here in this seventh inning. Brock Burke's going to come into this game. It is a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. U.S. Cellular is proud to support the Brewers. They want you to enjoy the game, so cheer first and scroll later. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Brewers with a 6-4 lead. And the Rangers go into the bullpen here with one out and one on in the top of the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive influence, serve your community, and help get kids back to school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any size Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, or Bueno product with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Left-hander Brock Burke is on. And so Bruce Bochy goes to the left-hander here with Spores struggling. And Burke will get a right-handed hitter in Andrew Monasterio. Burke making his 39th appearance, a 2.87 ERA. Hasn't worked since the 12th. And the first pitch to Monasterio missed inside. It's 1-0. Willie Adames with a three-hit night. It's his first three-hit or more night since June 23rd at Cleveland. That was that four-hit night when he had a couple of home runs. Monasterio sharply hit ground ball to third. Smith goes to second for one, on to first in time. And it's a 5-4-3 double play. And the Rangers get out of it with no further damage. But the damage...
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR. Wisconsin Rapids.
Family Insurance.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this
and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The Sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa.
Visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to US mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
What's on Tap brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time. Every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pit in the left field Loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers beer pin item, courtesy of Miller Lite. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Six to four Brewers as they get a three-run home run from Carlos Santana in the top of the seventh inning. And now Abner Uribe is going to try and author up a scoreless bottom of the seventh inning. Seventh inning stretch was brought to you by the Island Resort and Casino. Experience that grand slam feeling when you book a getaway to the largest resort north of Milwaukee. Visit islandresortandcasino.com today. Uribe is going to get 8-9-1 scheduled to hit against him here in the bottom of the seventh. Making his 15th appearance of the year. He's been really good this year for the crew. Young right-handed arm at the age of 21. Triple digits with that fastball. 1.17 ERA over 15 and a third innings this year for Abner Uribe. And the Brewers are going to ask for three big outs from him here against a very good Texas Rangers offense. Oh, following Brewers' Sunday home games, kids 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases presented by Aurora Healthcare. Postgame kids base run line begins along the first baseline on the field level. So Josh Smith steps in there to lead things off against Uribe. Brewers led 3-0. Rangers tied it with a couple of home runs. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Rangers took the lead in the bottom of the sixth, and the Brewers got it right back on a three-run shot by Carlos Santana. Uribe's first pitch to Smith, a swing and a miss at that sinker, and it's 0-1. Smith tonight is 0-2. He's lined out, and he has struck out in this game so far. Brewers have Hobie Milner getting loose. That would be for Corey Seager, more than likely, if he would get to the plate in this inning. Sinker missed away, and it's 1-1. You've got a couple of lefties there in the 2-3 spot for the Rangers. They would be due fourth and fifth in this inning. Pitch is high as that slider sailed on Uribe a little bit, and it's 2-1. Quiet in the Rangers bullpen. Brock Burke looks like he's going to get the top of the eighth inning. Rebase 2-1 is high, and it's 3-1 on Smith. Smith and then Jankowski. And then again the top of the order in Semien, scheduled to hit third. Crowd making some noise here at Globe Life Field. Uribe brings home the 3-1 pitch, and it's a ground ball to first. Big, huge hop for Santana. Fields it at his chest and then runs to the bag to retire Smith for the first out. One away for Jankowski.
Number 16, Brandon Smith.
Uribe. One of the things the Brewers were interested in seeing from him when they brought him up was how he was going to handle these types of situations. This is a leverage situation. He's worked his way into a role in that winning bullpen right now for the Brewers. Pitch to Jankowski is lined into right center field. That is going to drop in front of Frelick out there. He's over there to collect it quickly, though, and hold Jankowski to a long single. So a man aboard now with one away, and now the dangerous part of this Rangers lineup. Simeon followed by potentially Seager and Lowe coming to the plate. Simeon 0 for 2. He walked back in the first against Woodruff. He's got a six-game hitting streak. He extended his on-base streak to 24 games already. Rebase pitch. And he missed just a little bit off the outer edge with a slider. It's 1-0. Pitch is high. It's two balls and no strikes. Will Smith, the former Brewer, getting loose in the Rangers bullpen. One of the things about Uribe with that big sinker and that slider, he does give you the opportunity to potentially get some ground balls if you're thinking about trying to turn two. 2-0 pitch. Ground ball to third. Monasterio up with it to second for one. Terang's relay is low, but Santana there to collect it. Well, there you go. Roll up the double play for Abner Uribe. And the Brewers get out of it here in the bottom of the seventh. 6-4 crew as we head to the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Right now, at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, all jeans are on sale. Whether for fit, function, or fashion, we have unbeatable deals on your favorite brands for the whole family. Like all men's and women's Ariat jeans, 15% off when you buy two. While you're in for jeans, save on a 14-inch high-velocity cradle fan, just $34.99. $50 off a 6-gallon Milwaukee Fuel Wet Dry Vac. And save $40 on a DeWalt shop stool with casters, $119.99.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better. Because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad. To step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours more official? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinly Brandy. It's smooth, delicious, produced and bottled right here in Wisconsin. For more convenience, try Drink Wisconsinly's Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Ask for Drink Wisconsinly beverages where brandy is served or sold.
Make any hour happy hour with Drink Wisconsinly.
Think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinly. Drink Wisconsinly Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center
field! On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Well, that double play for the Brewers, another $100 to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, thanks to Hupie and Abraham. Visit Hupie.com. Here's Jeff Levering, 6-4 Brewers lead as we go to the top of the eighth.
All right, thanks so much, Lane. First pitch, strike on Sal Frelick. Came into the ball game as a pinch hitter in the sixth and flied out to deep right. Brock Burke misses outside. Yoel Piam starting to get loose for the Brewers in their bullpen with a two-run lead. Looking to add to it here in this eighth inning. Frelick nearly hit one out in his pinch hit appearance. Took Garcia out to the wall before he tracked it down. Called strike on the outside corner to make it 1-2 on Sal.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 59 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 90 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Lows level off around 68 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies Sunday with highs around 88. 83 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
That he has somewhere. I bet his brother's got the template down.
Yeah.
He was decent. Infield is up for Texas. Runners at second and third for Milwaukee, both with good speed on the bases. Yelich at the plate. Yelich, a single, a double, a walk. He scored twice, and they're going to put Yelich on intentionally. Was curious if that was going to be the course of action. It took some time during that conversation, and now has there been enough time for the right-hander to get ready? so that Bruce Bochy can go make a change. And as Contreras has announced, he's waiting for Bruce Bochy, and Bruce Bochy is indeed coming out. So buying enough time for Grant Anderson to get ready, and that's going to be the move. So the bases will be loaded after the intentional walk. Yelich is on for a fourth time in the game, second free pass. And a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen has been made. U.S. Cellular proud to support the Brewers. They want you to enjoy the game. Cheer first, scroll later. U.S. Cellular built for us. Contreras hits with the Sax Pack. 6-4 Brewers in the eighth. Only one away on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The Sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa.
No. Visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
When you go to fill up your car, choose a fuel that is clean, safe, and affordable. Unleaded 88 checks all those boxes. It's made from Wisconsin corn. It burns cleaner and makes your engine more efficient. Unleaded 88 is safe for your car, and it's cheaper. The next time you fill up, look at the options on your pump and choose Unleaded 88. You'll be helping the environment, Wisconsin farmers, and your pocketbook. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Bases full for the Brewers as right-hander Grant Anderson takes over. 23rd appearance for him, an ERA nearly at 4.75. As William Contreras is at the plate, corners play in. Double play depth up the middle. Big opportunity for the Brewers with the bases loaded. Speed all over the base paths as well. First pitch is a strike. Anderson's got a little funky delivery. Starts with his numbers facing the hitter. And as he lifts that leg, shows you his entire back before slingshotting forward. 6-4 Brewers in the eighth. 0-1 coming. And it missed outside with the breaking ball. Contreras today, a double, a single. He's driven in a run. 2-for-4. 1-1 pitch is a strike. The front foot for Contreras is stepping towards the shortstop with that delivery from Anderson. Chance to blow this ball game open with the beef of the order. Runners take their leads, and the 1-2 outside. 92 on that fastball from Grant Anderson. First big league season for him. Into the stretch he goes, and the 2-2. Ground ball towards the middle. That'll get through base hit. One run scores. Here comes Taylor to the plate. It's a two-run knock for William Contreras. 8-4 Milwaukee. Just got it over the mound, and it skipped through between Seager and Semien. Great piece of hitting. The Brewers have done such a better job tonight than in that entire series in L.A., hitting with runners in scoring position, just putting the ball in play. They were 0-for-11 in that series against the Dodgers and 0 for their first two tonight. Snapped an 0-for-13. They've done a great job this evening. 8 runs on 14 hits. Pitch to Santana misses outside for ball one. After that single from Contreras, the Brewers tonight with runners in scoring position are 5-for-10. I'll take 500. I think everybody would. Santana, three-run home run back in the seventh. They give the Brewers the lead. Anderson throws. That's outside. It's 2-0. Handful of fans making their way towards the exits in this top of the eighth. A three spot in the seventh and two more in the eighth. Four straight have reached. And two of those runs charged to Burke out of the bullpen. 2-0 is a strike. Caught the corner with a slider. Bryce Terang right in the middle of everything tonight. On base four times, three hits. Santana waits, 2-1 coming. And it's inside.
Highest run output in 11 days for the Brewers. They had 12 runs against the Rockies in the opener back on August the 7th.
Had double-digit runs twice on that homestand. Feels like this Brewers offense at times can be on a roller coaster. 3-1. That's a strike right down the middle. Threw a changeup on 3-1 to make it 3-2.
And just two hits away from their season high of 16 hits in a game. They've done that twice this year, once against Baltimore and once against Pittsburgh.
It's a 14-run game. Pounded out 16 hits. The opener of that homestand that we were just talking about. 3-2 pitch. Check swing. Didn't go. They appeal late. Jordan Baker agrees. And the bases are loaded again, this time for Mark Canna. Listen, this Brewers team has not been traditionally very good with the bases loaded this season. Not as prolific as most offenses should be in these types of situations. And try and take advantage here. Contreras already with a two-run single. Canna hitting with the bases loaded. Only one out. The pitch is outside for ball one. Three hits in the inning. Two walks in the inning. One of them intentional. Brought to you by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. 1-0. Hit foul. One ball, one strike. Canna with an RBI double in four at-bats. Hitting for the fifth time. Got called out on strikes in the seventh. Anderson stretches and deals. Fouled it back again. Got in on the hands of Mark Canna. 1-2. I told you earlier that the Cubs already lost, so the Brewers trying to gain a game on Chicago. The Reds won today in walk-off fashion. A 1-0 thriller with a walk-off in the ninth inning. I'm trying to stay two games up on Cincinnati. 1-2. Canna, chopper towards the left side. Seager has it, goes to second, one. On to first, a high throw. One run will score. Contreras stops at third. And the inning continues. A routine double play ball. Simeon, it just looked like he short-armed that throw and nearly threw it into the Rangers' dugout on the first base side. So a run batted in for Mark Canna on the fielder's choice. Second RBI of the ball game. Again, Taylor made. Should have been 6-4-3, but it looked like that ball was slipping out of the hands of Simeon as he was about to make the throw to first base. Not pretty. Willy Adames. He's 3-for-4 tonight. And the pitch is down and in. Brewers with a three spot. All their runs coming in triplicates. Three in the third, three in the seventh, three in the eighth. Up 9-4 now. Pitch to Willie. Broken back ground ball foul.
New piece of lumber will be run out to Adamas. Well, every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pen in the left field loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers hat. It's courtesy of Miller Lite. For tickets, visit brewers.com/beerpen. On the corner still for Willie Adamas. As Lane told you earlier, his first three-hit game or more since June 23rd. It was a two-homer game in Cleveland. 1-1 to Adamas. Canna goes. It's high. Throw down to second base. Canna's out. Canna tried to make that swim move type of slide and maybe gave himself up for the out. So Canna's thrown out. Pat Murphy's on the phone to see whether or not they want to challenge it. They will not. And the inning ends. The Brewers get three runs in the top of the eighth. Pad their lead to 9-4 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Attention firearm owners, it's time to turn unused firearms, ammo, and accessories into cash. I'm Dave Dorsey, owner of DeBoss Firearms. As an FFL dealer, we can legally handle and transfer your firearms, providing you with a safe, hassle-free solution. Looking to sell other sporting goods? We can help there too. Visit our website at DeBossFirearms.com. Call us at 920-235-5440 or stop by our store located at 609 North Main Street in Oshkosh.
If you're a business searching for reliable and efficient trucking or warehousing solutions, this message is for you. Forward Thinking Logistics is a local, service-disabled, veteran-owned company in Wisconsin. Whether you're a small company or a large enterprise, their indoor-outdoor storage and warehousing services, paired with their specialty in local trucking, make them your trusted logistics solution. Forward Thinking Logistics, 920-706-0292. That's 920-706-0292 or forwardthinkinglogistics.com.
Do you ever feel like your nerves are on fire? Like you're being stabbed with 1,000 knives? Millions of people suffer from chronic nerve pain, numbness, or neuropathy. It can make it hard to work, hard to sleep, and hard to enjoy life. But there is hope. Max Wellness Pain Relief in Oshkosh offers a cutting-edge treatment that resets your pain back to zero using non-invasive electrical stimulation to overwrite your pain signals. And the best part is, you only pay if it works. Max Wellness Pain Relief, 920-306-4727 or maxwellnesspainrelief.com.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Family Insurance.
Brewers lead by 5 as we play in the bottom of the 8th inning. Corey Seager, Nathaniel Lowe, and Adolis Garcia scheduled against Hobie Milner, who comes on in relief of Abner Uribe. Uribe with one hit allowed in the 7th inning as Seager pops up the first pitch. On the infield, Willie Adamas says he wants it and he'll take it. Monasterio was getting out of Dodge, as was Bryce Terang. When you're up by 5, you can have fun. And those three are all having
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pen for Texas. As Milner's first pitch is a strike on low. Is that Leclerc? Milner, nothing but strikes so far, finally misses inside. 1-1 on Lowe. Lowe hit a two-run homer in the 4th, 1-3. Ball and a strike, sprayed foul. Right near the Brewers on deck area, 1-2. Well, players often call August and September the dog days. Well, for many, summer dog days, summer brat days. They're all Cedar Crest days. 1-2. Check swing. Appeal. It went. That's strike 3. Ortho ASAP strikeout for Hobie Milner. 2 up and 2 down. For Adolis Garcia. Cedar Crest ice cream and Usinger sausage and bacon. That is summer in Wisconsin. Can't wait to get back home. Feel like this road trip has taken a month. Garcia takes a strike, and it's 0-1. 3 days in Chicago. Off day in L.A., plus the time change and three night games. Up and in on Garcia. 1-1. Thank you, Dodgers. Appreciate that. Major League Baseball as well. And then an overnight flight. Get in today. And the Brewers offense showing no signs of any issues. I think they just needed to get out of L.A. Pitches high on Garcia. 2-1. Garcia, run scoring single last time up. He grounds one to short. Adames has it and throws him out. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Hobie, the mechanic, Milner. Love it. Go to the ninth. 9-4. Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000-strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any size Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, or Bueno product with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Hi, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. My friends keep posting photos in their new Toyotas. Summer's almost over, and I've got FOMO.
Well, FOMO no mo, because Toyota's national sales event is on, and it's the perfect time to squeeze out the last of summer in a new Tacoma, Highlander, Camry, and more.
I can't wait to post photos of myself grilling at the park with my new RAV4.
I will meet you there.
Well done, Jan.
Toyota, let's go places. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Dealer inventory may vary. Event ends September 5th.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams. All of your dreams. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
Pitching change for the Rangers as Jose Leclerc takes on this ninth inning for Texas. Native of the Dominican Republic. Came into the season almost as the de facto closer for Texas. It was great last year. Had 7 saves, 2.83 ERA. This season, 2.97 with his earned run average, pitching in his 37th game. Willie Adames leads it off. First pitch swinging, a pop-up. Almost hitting the I-beams on the rooftop, and a catch is made by the catcher, Jonah Heim, who nearly tripped on his mask. Usually you want to get rid of that mask as much as possible. That one almost scraped the I-beams up on the roof. That was up there. One out in the ninth. Andrew Monasterio's coming up. He's one of only two spots in the Brewers' order that has not reached base. The 6th and 7th spots are empty today. Monasterio and then the combination of Weimer and Frelich. That's high on Monasterio. 1-0. Our NX Wealth Management difference-making moment of the ball game. I'm going to state the obvious with Carlos Santana's 3-run homer in the 7th. Gave the Brewers the lead for good. Monasterio swings and misses at a slider to make it nothing and two. Adding a couple of runs, Contreras with a 2-run single. Mark Canna with a RBI fielder's choice, also big. That missed low. The count is 2-1 on Monasterio. And jumping out to the lead is pretty important too, I feel like, with Contreras, Canna, and Adames in the third inning, a 3-run third. Did I just name all the scoring plays? I think I did.
Monasterio takes high. It's 3-1. So how about all the scoring plays? Score runs. That's good. Annex Wealth Management, difference making moments of the game. 3-1. Check swing and a high strike. Oof. 3-2. They're brought to you by Annex Wealth Management. Know the difference. Monasterio thought that was ball four. Instead, brought back to get more Jose Leclerc. Leclerc with one out delivers with a 3-2 pitch out to center field. Couple of steps back, Martinez. Two away. Here's Frelick. 0-2, fly out to ground out. Well, the Brewers and Rangers back at it again tomorrow afternoon. Freddie Peralta against Dane Dunning. 3:05 scheduled first pitch. Frelick takes inside for ball one, so we'll be on the air at 2:30. They say 0-5, but it's really 0-7. Accommodating television. Pitch to Frelick, hit foul. And it's a one ball, one strike count. Much like in Pittsburgh, a rough 3:05. One one now. Check swing, able to hold up. Yes, Jordan Baker asked on the appeal, and Jordan Baker says no dice. Two outs, nobody on in the ninth. Leclerc deals, and a broken back ground ball hit to first. Lowe has it, feeds Leclerc, and just in time to get the hustling Frelick to end the inning. Nothing doing. Bottom of the ninth coming up. Brewers three outs away from a win. Andrew Chaffin's coming in on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Boat Tussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Boat Tussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
C. McPhee Realty. Honest, reliable, and fun to work with. C. McPhee Realty, your one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. 920-642-0980. Call today for your free comparable market analysis. You may be surprised at what your home is worth. See McPhee Realty, 920-642-0980, 920-642-0980.
Thanks for calling See McPhee Realty.
Brewers fans, step up to the plate for safety with Apex Safety and Compliance. In addition to their extensive OSHA training catalog, Apex Safety and Compliance offers first aid, CPR, and AED training services taught by instructors who have experience responding to real-world emergencies. Whether you're a small business or a large corporation, Apex Safety and Compliance can support your needs. Along with learning to save a life, you'll earn a 2-year certification through the American Red Cross. Be prepared to make a difference by logging on to apex-safety.com. Apex Safety and Compliance, where safety is always a home run.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Andrew Chaffin is on to try and finish this ball game for the Brewers. He'll face Garver, Heim, and then Martinez. The scheduled trio against Chaffin, who for the Brewers is making appearance numbers.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5